You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, a list has been released about the celebrities who pay the most for their electricity bills.
Right.
Normally, electricity bills, I suppose, they're a bit boring, you know? Kind of like you get one in the mail, you're like, ugh, got another bill to pay.
We'll also be able to work out which celebrities are the most woke, like green energy-wise, because you never know. Some might be using more power, but then producing more power, like Elon Musk's house, for instance. Like, he is definitely up there for most usage, but then he's probably got solar, right?
I don't know about Elon Musk's electricity, I must confess, but yeah, perhaps he would. If you're using as much as he does.
He's on brand, yeah.
You'd assume. So, Simo, a list has been released of the celebrities that have the highest electricity bill. So this isn't who uses the most.
Okay.
It's whose bill is the highest.
Who's paying the most for electricity.
Yeah, who's paying the most, more or less. Simo,
right.
I want to... There's a top 10 list. We won't go through all the whole top 10, but Simo, do you want to have any guesses about who you reckon would make the top three?
Oh, George Clooney? I reckon he'd be a big online gamer. Because he's just way too sophisticated in every other way, shape and form for his life. You know, he's got the Nespresso kind of coffee ads and he's always wearing a suit. But I really hope just sometimes he's just like the rest of the free time he has, he's on the couch with like popcorn, Pringles, chips, just like drowning himself in as much food as he possibly can while, like, playing Halo 3.
Look, I can't confirm whether he's a gamer or not, but he's not in the top three. He does come in at number six, though.
Oh, Clooney!
So he's in the list.
That's great.
I'll give you a clue. The top three, they're all UK-based celebrities. They're international, well-known celebs, but they do live in the UK. So I don't know whether the UK just has very expensive electricity or something.
Maybe.
Or I didn't know it's cold there, so they may need heating. That might be what's causing it.
Harry Potter?
Harry Potter's not a real person.
Daniel Radcliffe.
No, he's not there.
Rupert Grint.
No, no one in Harry Potter makes the top 10 list.
Okay, who?
They're even more celebrities.
Okay.
Do you want to have any more guesses?
I keep going. I mean, I could play this game forever.
Well, we've got
it's very enjoyable.
You're now to Phil.
So another UK JK Rowling.
No, nothing to do with Harry Potter. Simo, number three is a singer that you absolutely love and you love playing right now.
Massive. I'm not that big of a fan of Adele.
That's not Adele.
Oh, okay, right. British.
Yeah.
Oh, The Killers?
They're American. Simo, Robbie Williams.
Oh, really?
Robbie Williams comes in at number three.
He lives in LA.
Yeah, well, he's got an English house.
He's got an English house,
apparently.
One of his maids is like absolutely kind of like cooking up a storm there, inviting the friends over, running the stove like all night.
I don't know, but what I can say is that Robbie Williams' annual electricity cost is £33,000.
Wow.
Which is, I think, like 60, maybe 70,000 Aussie dollars.
Yeah.
Simo, I'll give you number one and number two.
Okay.
I'll give you number one first, because I feel number one is a bit of a cop-out and it shouldn't actually be number one.
All right, the Queen.
You know what I mean?
Is it the Queen?
Yeah, it's the Queen.
Okay, yep.
The Queen has the highest electricity bill. Annually, it costs her over £1 million.
Wow.
But Simo, number two, and like this is the one that I reckon should be number one.
Okay.
Is Simo, it's a bit of this guy.
Elton.
Elton John.
That makes sense. Yeah. I can see that. What's he using it on?
I can tell you.
Oh, really? You have the appliances that he's got?
Well, I've got the features of his house. There's so many details on this list. I can tell you Jamie Oliver has a spa if you want.
Is Elton John just at home watching the Shopping Channel? Has he got an ab swing?
If he does have an ab swing, that doesn't use electricity, so it wouldn't show on this list.
He's got that next to like his Nutribullet. And, like, what else? There's probably something
next
else.
To his swimming pool and home cinema on his eight-bedroom house with his electricity bill that costs him £50,000 annually. But, Simo, I reckon there's a bit of a clue about how much, about why Elton uses so much electricity.
Yeah. Okay.
Because in that song, Benny and the Jets,
yes,
there's a line that says, I've got electric boots.
Okay, right. Ah, yes. Well.
Yes, Simo, he's got electric boots. Unplug your electric boots, Elton. Your electricity bill's $100,000. Just calm down.
Either that or he has to become friends with Elon Musk, be able to charge him at a cheaper rate.
You don't have to become friends with Elon Musk just to install solar panels on your house.
It's the only reason.
You can do that without Elon's friendship.
It's the only reason I want to be mates with Elon is like
cheaper. Just so you get a slight discount on solar panels.
Simo and Jordan.
And professional cuddlers.
are out of work because we can't cuddle people because of the coronavirus pandemic.
You do make an excellent point. They've had to change their business model.
Yeah, how do you change? Okay, number one, is that even a job?
Yes, it is.
Imagine putting that on like your tax return or something like that when it goes, occupation. Oh, I'm a professional cuddler.
Yep.
It would be weird.
So these are the people that we're dealing with, Jordan.
We want to change the way that people think about touch.
Kelly Peterson believes in the power of human touch so much.
How would you prefer to be cuddled?
She's making a living.
This would be the classic spooning position.
By selling snuggles.
I'm a professional cuddler.
She's a professional cuddler, Jordan.
Oh, God.
there's different techniques, different names for all the positions.
Okay.
And now, like you say, they're going to have to try and translate that into a new business because they have been out of work since the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, of course, social distancing and all that sort of stuff where we're not allowed to hug.
But yeah, their original business model was to provide clients with platonic snuggles.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're forced to move their business online, right?
Online hugs?
From real in-person sessions through video chatting.
Like, I know video chatting for a lot of things is kind of fine.
Yep.
Like, Simo, I think we've got a meeting coming up today with the boss that we're kind of doing on video.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you not read your emails?
Yeah, forgot about it.
But, Simo, and it's all right to kind of have a chat over video chat, and that's fine.
Hmm.
But kind of cuddles is something here, and giving someone a hug, I really feel you have to be in the moment to do that.
That's very true, because it's like, it's similar like a hug. A virtual hug through a computer is, like, probably less wholesome than a real one. Much like talking to your boss through a screen, much less frightening when it's through a... when he's in the room.
And just the old, oh, sorry, boss, you're breaking up. Oh, no, the power, no, I can't hear you. Oh, what a shame.
So, yeah, I'm probably going to need a virtual hug after that meeting.
Well, look, hopefully it's not bad news.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, look, I love bringing kind of good news and joy and all that sort of stuff to the show.
Okay.
But unfortunately now I'm going to have to do the complete opposite and be the bearer of bad news.
That was prime reverse psychology there, by the way, because I'll have you know, you always do this and now you're trying to masquerade the fact that you always try to tear us down by saying that you are the goodwill bringer.
Hang on, wait, what? I am the goodwill bringer, Simo.
Okay, you believe...
10 minutes ago I told you how much else a John pays for electricity.
You've now come to believe your own lie. Go on.
Well, Simo, as much as I hate being the bearer of bad news I am the good news bringer on this show... Simo, I'm afraid
kids,
that I...
this is brainwashing at its finest. Don't brainwash yourself.
Complete side note, kids, send me $10. No, Simo, I do want to be the bearer of bad news on this occasion is because, Simo, bad news. Magpie swooping season, it appears, has come early this year.
I heard something about this earlier today in that it started earlier and that means actually it's not going to finish earlier either, right?
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
It's just gone longer. Normally, about the end of August is when magpies start swooping. Now they've started doing it in parts of Australia kind of 2 weeks or so earlier. Dr. Deb Kelly, who is at the Department of Environment, has said, it seems a bit early for magpies to be swooping. Usually, it's the last full moon of August. I don't know how magpies can tell. Anyway.
Wait, do the magpies check their horoscope before they start the season?
They're I don't know.
Oh, Venus is in retrograde. Better start swooping.
I don't know why the last full moon of August is something to do with magpies swooping. Don't ask me. But it's normally around then that they start warbling, calling for a mate and establishing their territories, which leads to swooping magpies.
Pisces, today you will feel the air on your face. all the magpies like, that's me.
We were all born in whatever month you have to be a Pisces.
They're all born in March. Yeah, it's a well-known fact.
Oh, is it like horses all have the same birthday around the year? Magpies are all in March.
Yeah, all magpies born in March. All horses are probably... No, there's no... Oh, they'd be Sagittariuses, I assume, so...
I'm not an expert on horses' birthdays, nor star signs.
Yeah, when you... the horses... horoscope would be along the lines of Sagittarius. Today you will also feel the breeze in your face. That's me.
Today you'll eat hay and poo. Oh, that's what I do normally. That's fine. But yes, I see my magpies. They are starting to swoop early, so be aware if you're out and about. Not all over Australia, but in certain parts, this is happening. Simo, do you have any top tips off the top of your head for if a magpie does swoop you, what you should do?
Protect the top of your head so you can continue to have more ideas. Have you seen those helmets?
Oh, the cyclist helmets.
Yeah, and they have the little...
pipe cleaners, I think they're called. Or like little sticks kind of all sticking outwards.
I've never known what they are. I've never invested in one, but now I'm thinking about it.
Apparently they do absolutely nothing.
I used to just run.
Yeah.
That was my technique. There was the same magpie after school all throughout my high school years that would target just me on the way back from the fish and chip shop. So I'd come around the corner, big bag of fish and chips, and be trying to cruise home, and then I'd always be on the lookout. It was like looking for snipers. It was like playing Modern Warfare or COD.
Simo, you say that this magpie was after you, and it was after
me
you.
Me alone, yeah.
Me, you alone.
That's it.
Is there any chance it could have just been after the fish and chips? Because not going to lie, if I see you walking through town with fish and chips, I'm running up towards you going, hey, mate, how's it going? Yeah, don't mind if I just nick one of them. Yeah, okay, bye.
I've got to be honest as well. Sometimes it happened as well without the chips, but I was a very oily teenager. Very oily.
Should we read into why or probably not?
Simo and Jordan.
The scales. When was the last time you stood on some? Not saying anything. I'm just asking a question.
Are you judging?
No, no, no. It's got nothing to do with you, Jordan.
But you're just asking me directly.
Yeah, when was?
I'm embarrassed to say. I didn't even know. It would have been quite a while. I don't have scales at my house, so...
All right, yep.
I don't know how... I just sort of guess that I don't weigh much.
It's not important to know what you weighed in at. That's not what I'm at all interested in, but like, what was it? Any...
Oh, I think it was about... what's an average? What's a good weight to be? Yeah. I'm 70 kilograms. I think
that's
right.
Really? No way. There's no way that you.
I made that up completely.
Okay. Anyway.
Also, not happy with how much you. No way. You're surely more than that. You fat guy. Oh my God.
You're nowhere near 70. So, a restaurant has been forced to apologize after encouraging customers to weigh themselves at the door. So they set up a couple of scales out the front
of their... Did they hire a choir to sing that as people weigh themselves as well?
They should have.
It would have probably... it's not the best greeting to a restaurant. Hello, please step on the scales. But if there's a choir there singing, you know, I might be more inclined to.
Hello, welcome to our restaurant. Please just stand on these scales. Yes, there you are. Yep. No, that's right up there. Big girls, you
are they're like musical scales. Have you seen in like supermarkets, they got like pianos on the floor that you step on and they make the notes?
Yeah, that's
it's
fair.
Like, here we go. I'm going to step on these scales and all of a sudden... Big girls, you are beautiful. It would be really annoying if your partner bought some of them and then like, oh, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to go to work. Dear. Just before I get there, I'm going to step on the scales. I hope this doesn't wake anyone else up. Big girls, you are beautiful. Lost 2 kilograms. Brilliant.
Oh, my goodness.
Hang on. I better just double check to make sure that I do weigh that. I don't want to get the wrong measurement.
All right. We're done with that.
We've repaid Mika enough money from using that.
So the restaurant has been forced to apologize because obviously they caused a bit of an offense by placing scales at its entrance. And then depending on what they weighed in, it suggested to customers what they should order.
Oh, okay.
So portion sizes. So like if you weighed in at this amount, you can have the chicken. If you were a bit less, well, you could have had the beef today. Unfortunately, you're a little bit over, so it's only the chicken for you.
Well, is it doing it from like health perspective or is it doing it from food waste?
Because
if someone doesn't weigh much, I mean, I'm not a scientific expert on this.
Yeah.
But if someone doesn't weigh a lot, they're probably not going to eat a whole lot of food. If they don't weigh a lot and they order the massive, you know, the biggest meal on the menu, they can go, no, how about the kids' fish and chips?
So there was a guide placed with the scales that offered suggestions for food selections and portion sizes for men and women of various weight ranges. So the restaurant's gone on to say that they're deeply sorry for any offence caused. The intention was to advocate not wasting food and for people to order in a healthy way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably not the best marketing campaign, though, if as soon as you walk through the door to have a relaxing meal or whatever.
Yeah, if we...
Hop on the scales.
Yeah, if I booked to go there, right, with my parents, I reckon Mum would probably take us through the drive-thru at Macca's out of principle, like after seeing the front doors, be like, right, McFlurries all around.
So, I don't want to judge, but if a restaurant starts weighing people on entry,
yep,
you're probably not going to have to book.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, in your driver's license picture,
yes,
are you happy with how you look?
Oh, or? Yeah. No, I love my driver's license.
Oh, do you?
I love it. It's great.
Why? Why is it so? Is it a good picture of you?
I had some good memories the night before, and then I was so seedy the next morning that I went in to get the photo taken. You can just see all over my face, I am stoked with life. I'm just like, I get it out every now and again. I'm like, oh, who's a happy little boy?
Well, Simo, mine, I also might have done some activities the night before.
Really? Yeah.
A lot of drinking, though. I'm quite hungover in my license picture, which doesn't go well for me.
Shall we compare? Have you got yours on you?
Yeah, I've got mine on me.
All right, let me just see who shaped up better the next morning.
All right, I'll tell you what, we'll take a picture of these and obviously blur out various information.
Let's have a look here.
And then we'll chuck them up on the Snowfam Instagram. You can check them out there.
Mate, those are not going on our promo shots. No way.
Yeah, we have seen better days.
I think you look dead.
Well, Simo, the reason I bring up license pictures and all this sort of stuff is because one has gone viral from a person in Tennessee in America. The name is Jade Dodd. They went to renew their driver's license.
Yeah.
Got the picture taken a couple of days or weeks later when they got the license in the mail. Realised the picture, it wasn't of themselves, but it was just of the empty chair that they had sat in to take the picture.
I heard about this. They ended up taking a picture of a chair to whatever they needed to do next in order to get certified.
Yeah. So obviously they kind of just took the picture, didn't bother checking it, that sort of thing, going, yep, that's the last picture we took, that's the last person that came in, beautiful, put them together, send them off, license done, and somewhere along the line it hasn't been checked, like no one's looked at it, which seems a bit peculiar, but, you know.
Yeah, because sometimes there's the people that go into the post office in full makeup, and you're like, what are you doing? Stop that. Why? Like, it's your passport. You're going to be told not to smile, you're not allowed to pout. Why have you got 3 layers of foundation on? Jordan, stop that.
I like my foundation. What can I say?
Yeah. So also, I've got a mate who works at the post office, and she is exactly the kind of unit that would not let you take your photo more than once. Like, if you asked, can I have a look at that? She'd be like, nah. Next.
So this woman, she got her license fixed up. They actually took it to the DMV, which is called in America, who said when the customer renewed her driver's license online, she received an image of a chair because that was the last picture taken on file. When the department was made aware of her situation, we immediately made things right. So all fixed for her. Got a brand new shiny license with a picture of herself on it.
Well done to whoever was doing that investigation to work that one out.
I know, yeah, James Bond. They're probably not going to make a movie about it.
It's finally, a traffic cop with some sense has pulled her over and like, can you drive us a license, please? She's handed over and he's like looking at it. He's like, this is, in this you have 4 legs. But you only have 2.
In the picture, you also appear to be a chair. And in real life, you are more human-like.
You're going to need to come down to the station.
But so if this was me, don't change it. Leave it as a chair. It'd be brilliant. You do have to carry around a chair everywhere, admittedly. But whenever you want to go buy alcohol or something like that, and it's like, can I see your ID, please? And then they just look at you and then they just look at the chair. So no, the chair's buying it, so it's fine.
I'm sorry, I need to ask if this chair is going to be purchasing alcohol for a minor.
Sorry, do you have a receipt for this chair? We need to know how old it is. Yeah, I bought it at IKEA 18 years ago. Brilliant.
Very odd. Very odd.
We'll make sure next time you go and get your license picture taken, you...
Because the other way it would go would be like, this is a fake. But it's not. It was real, I assume, because...
I can understand why people would perhaps think it's a fake.
This isn't a real license.
There's a picture of a chair on it.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.